Chapter 10. In Balquhida. When we left Clooney's house, one of his men showed us the way south through the mountains.
"That is the safest way," he said.
I still felt weak, but I had to continue walking. I was tired, cold and hungry. We were in danger and I was scared. Alan and I argued about little things all the time until finally we had to laugh at how stupid we were.
"At first, I liked you because we never argued, David," said Alan. "However, after our arguments, I think that I like you even more. You have your own opinions, especially about little things."
After a few days, we arrived at Alan's friends in the small village of Balquhida. I was so ill that I had to stay in bed for a week. Alan didn't want to leave without me, but he didn't stay with his friends because he didn't want to put them in danger. He hid in the forest near the village during the day and came to visit me in the evenings when it was dark. There were posters offering a reward for Alan and me, but no one in Balquhida told the soldiers about us. Alan's friends brought me one of the posters and put it at the end of my bed. I was interested to see my picture, which was not very good, and how much money they were offering as a reward for finding me. One evening, a neighbour came to the house. He was the son of a very famous rebel and outlaw. He and Alan started to argue, but one of the men in the house found a clever way to stop them.
"I hear that you both play the bagpipes," he said. "Let's see who plays the bagpipes better."
He brought out some meat and a bowl of whiskey mixed with cream and honey.
"You can both eat and drink something before you begin the competition," said the man. "My wife is famous for this drink." "It's not good to eat and drink before playing the bagpipes," said the neighbour. "Well, I'm hungry," said Alan. "I want to have something before we begin." "The competition must be fair, so I will have something too," said the neighbour.
The two men sat by the fire and ate and drank together.
"Now, let's see who plays the bagpipes better," said the man of the house. "That's easy," said the neighbour,
and he played a very pretty song. Then Alan took the bagpipes and played the same song, but with many variations. It was beautiful. The two men both played until finally the neighbour played a song about the Stuarts of Appin, Alan's family. It was so beautiful that Alan stood up and said,
"You're an incredible piper and a much better player than I am. Let me shake your hand."